With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There is a huge delegate haul on the line in today's Super Tuesday voting, but still not quite enough to lock up either party's nomination. And ahead of Super Tuesday, former President Trump scored another win.
Former President Donald Trump won the North Dakota Republican presidential caucuses on Monday. The win adds to a string of victories heading into Super Tuesday. Trump finished first in voting at 12 caucus sites ahead of UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. The win puts him back on the winning track after Haley won her first primary in the District of Columbia on Sunday. North Dakota's rules say that candidates can win delegates if they finish with at least 20% of the vote. But a candidate who receives at least 60% of the vote receives all of the state's 29 delegates. On Tuesday, 15 states are set to vote in their own primaries. Hiya Benjwani, Washington.
And Mr. Trump applauding the Supreme Court's unanimous decision against states removing him or any federal candidates from the ballot. The former president says it's a big victory for America. Also at SRNNews.com, five people are dead in the crash of a small plane near an interstate on the west side of Nashville. Kendra Loney with the Nashville Fire Department says crews quickly reached the scene along I-40.
They were able to extinguish that fire and also preserve the evidence from that scene so that the appropriate agencies can come and investigate what led to this deadly crash.
She tells WTVF all five of the victims were on board the plane. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. Comes at a time when credit card debt is soaring, with the ruinous inflation of the past few years forcing so many people to rely on plastic just to make ends meet. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 119 points. NASDAQ futures off 110. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham has been preaching along America's southern border.
Graham is in the midst of a 10-day tour, sharing the gospel and offering hope. According to churchleaders.com, Graham told an audience in Eagle Pass, Texas last week that he wanted to set aside politics. However, later that same day, the evangelist posted a picture of himself shaking hands with former President Donald Trump with the message, "Look who I ran into at the border today." The social media post on X received both favorable and negative comments. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be available in U.S. stores later in the month, the medication being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. A one-month supply will cost about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription. Despite some concerns by FDA researchers about the company's results, the drug will also be available online. This is SRN News. A raging fire and a series of powerful explosions at a warehouse near Detroit sent people running for cover.
Police in Clinton Township, Michigan, were warning residents of the Detroit suburb to stay inside as a fire at an industrial facility, select distributors, sent chunks of charred debris raining down as far as a mile away. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle says the fire started around 9 p.m. Monday night and is contained. Aerial video from the scene shows bursts of flames going off within a huge orange blaze. Witnesses describe a series of explosions that could be heard from miles away. Kevin Felster told the Detroit News he got out of his car and saw pieces of charred metal from the size of a spray can to that of a car wheel lying on the ground. There were no immediate reports of injuries. I'm Jennifer King.
A plan by Texas to arrest illegal aliens and order them to leave the country is headed to the Supreme Court. Showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. More details, SRNNews.com.